Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our free English class. Today we are going to learn 108, but as usual, we need to review what we've learned last time. Last time, we have learned a dialogue happened in a shop, but unfortunately, the lady didn't get her dress. Now let's listen and review.
Do you like this dress, madam?
I like the color very much. It's a lovely dress, but it's too small for me.
What about this one? It's a lovely dress. It's very smart. Short skirts are in fashion now. Would you like to try it?
All right.I'm afraid this green dress is too small for me as well. It's smaller than the blue one. I don't like the color either. It doesn't suit me at all. I think the blue dress is prettier. Could you show me another blue dress?I want a dress like that one, but it must be my size.
I'm afraid I haven't got a larger dress. This is the largest dress in the shop.
好的，通过刚才的复习，我们可以知道，这位女士并没有买到她心仪的衣服，那是因为尺码不合适。其实在生活中，我们总是会对事物进行一个比较。那么今天我们就来学习一下比较级。如果我们对事物进行比较，其实我们的方法有很多。比如说，我们来看屏幕上的这两道题。在左边，很显而易见 ，It's very easy for you. But on the right, it is really, really difficult for all of us. So easy and difficult.We can compare things like this. And look at the next picture. It's a small one, but that is the big one, or we can say a large one. Big and small. Large and small. Okay, now let's look at the third one. Yes, Mary got 19%, but Tom only got 45. We can see the marks. High,And low, 高分和低分。Okay, next one. Look at the two trees. The first one is very tall, but the second one is short. Tall and short. Look at the next one. Look at the stone. It's very, very hard. But look at the bread. It's soft.Now let's look at the fruits. The big watermelon is sweet, but the lemon is sour. And look at Snow White. Yes, she's really pretty. But look at the woman. Yes, she's ugly.所以从我们刚才的这一组图片中我们可以知道，当我们进行物品的比较时，我们可以用反义词进行比较。但是如果有的时候都处于同样的阶段，那我们又进行怎样的比较呢？现在回忆一下课文，课文中有这样子的句子 It's smaller than the blue one. I think the blue dress is prettier. I'm afraid I haven't got a larger dress.This is the largest dress in the shop. 好，从课文中我们可以看出，裙子两条都很小，有一条比另一条更小，是哪两条呢？我们来看图。The blue dress is small for the fat woman. The green dress is smaller than the blue one. 那从这两个句子我们就可以看出Small 是原级小，如果在一个形容词的后面加上 er， 就表示更小了。 好，我们来看 Jordan is tall, but Yao Ming is taller. So we can say Yao Ming is taller than Jordan. Okay. Liu Huan is heavy. Fei Mao is heavier. So we can say Fei Mao is heavier than Liu Huan. Now look at the picture. Lin Xinru is very thin, but Liu Yifei is thinner. So we can say Liu Yifei is thinner than Lin Xinru. When we have three things to compare, 如果我们有三件物品要进行比较，我们又会怎样说呢？Look at the mooncake. The mooncake is large on the first picture. Look at the middle one. This mooncake is larger than that one. But look at the third picture. Yes, of course, it is the largest of all. 那我们看到了最高级的情况要在形容词的后面加 est.并且给出一个范围。好，那么看到了比较级的用法，我们现在来总结一下吧。当两者事物进行比较的时候，我们要在形容词后面加 er， 句子可以加上 than。For example, Mary is taller than Lucy. My hair is longer than yours. 当遇到三者物品进行比较的时候，我们会用 the加上形容词的最高级和比较的范围。For example, he is the tallest in the class. She is the tallest I have ever seen. This bag is the heaviest of all of them. 所以我们下面就来进行一组比较级和最高级的练习。好，先看形容词如何变成比较级和最高级呢？第一种情况，在一般情况下加 er 和 est。 For example, tall, taller, tallest. Hard, harder, hardest. Great, greater, greatest. 那如果已经有 e 了，那我们就直接在词的后面加 r 或 st。For example, large, larger, largest, nice, nicer, nicest. 如果以 y 结尾的话，变 y 为 i 加 er 或变 y 为 i 加 est. For example, happy, happier, happiest, easy, easier, easiest. 有一些词要双写尾字母加 er 或 est， 一般是辅元辅结构的词。 hot, hotter, hottest. big, bigger, biggest. 当然也有一些常用的却是特殊的。 good, better, best. bad, worse, worst. many more, most. much more, most. little less, least. 那么这些常用的词我们都是要在生活中尽量的多记忆的。好，现在就请你根据刚才的学习来完成下面的练习吧。 OK, now let's check the answer. 我们一起来检查一下。第一道题， The red dress is larger than the blue one. The boy is taller than the girl. This dictionary is cheaper than that one. It is warm today, but it was warmer yesterday. This is the largest dress in the shop. He is the tallest student in his class. This river is very long. It is the longest river I have ever seen.Now, let's come to lesson 108. Listen and learn.
Lesson 108. Repetition drill. Lesson 108.
Do not open your book. Listen. Do not speak. This policeman is tall.
But that one is taller. He is the tallest policeman I have ever seen.
This woman is short.
But that one is shorter. She is the shortest woman I have ever seen.
These cars are cheap.
But those cars are cheaper. They are the cheapest cars I have ever seen.
Now you do the same. Ready? This policeman is tall.
But that one is taller. He is the tallest policeman I have ever seen.
This woman is short.
But that one is shorter. She is the shortest woman I have ever seen.
These cars are cheap.
But those cars are cheaper. They are the cheapest cars I have ever seen.
This knife is sharp.
But that one is sharper. It is the sharpest knife I have ever seen.
This girl is pretty.
But that one is prettier. She is the prettiest girl I have ever seen.
These office assistants are lazy.
But those office assistants are lazier. They are the laziest office assistants I have ever seen.
This church is big.
But that one is bigger. It is the biggest church I have ever seen.
This test is easy.
But that one is easier. It is the easiest test I have ever seen.
This knife is blunt.
But that one is blunter. It is the bluntest knife I have ever seen.
This boy is thin.
But that one is thinner. He is the thinnest boy I have ever seen.
Lesson 108. 不偏待人和事。世界上没有两片树叶是一模一样的，也没有两个一样的人。每个人都有自己的特长和弱点。有的人高一些，有的人胖一些，有的人在理解他人的事情上稍微慢一些。这些不同都是上帝在创造我们的时候就允许我们的事情，并要我们接纳彼此，彼此顺服。上帝要求基督徒要尽心服侍每一个人，不要以为面前的人是小人物就轻看他。主耶稣基督警告我们，你们要小心，不可轻看这小子里的一个。我告诉你们，他们的使者在天上常见我天父的面。上帝自己也绝不会因为我们的身份、地位和罪恶就看轻我们。实际上，在上帝眼中，我们所有的人都是罪人。上帝爱我们所有的罪人，甚至背负所有人的罪而牺牲自己。人不分大小，事也不分大小。上帝在天上审视我们的言行，要看我们是否在每一件小事上都兢兢业业、诚诚恳恳。主耶稣认为，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。在另一个比喻中，主耶稣基督又借着主人的口告诉我们，他评判仆人是否良善的标准，就是在最小的事情上是否忠心。主人说，好，良善的仆人，你既在最小的事上有忠心，可以有权柄掌管十座城。所以主耶稣基督自己医治所有到他这里来看病的人，又赦免并安慰一切为自己的罪忧伤痛悔的心。主啊，你没有轻看我这样的罪人，反而医治并拯救了我。求赐给我更多的爱心和力量，也去爱人、服侍人。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。